This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, it is on. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Come on, write it down. I shouldn't have to repeat it every night. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I know who you tuned in for. Xander Gibbs is going to join me right after the first break, and I appreciate his time, your time with me, and Xander is going to give us a first-hand look, I guess, at what's going on in the UK. Because apparently Theresa May came out today, or yesterday, and said something about the fact that the Islamic, or Muslim religion, fits right in with the UK way to life. I'm at a loss. I'm at such a loss. I don't know how she figures that. Because if you do, and I'm not saying they all do, but what I see happening, and he'll tell us when you see what's going on there, and the way the Muslims want to be treated, and the way they want to live in their sections, it is 180 degrees from UK law. But what's happening in the UK is it seems like our law and their law are becoming 180 degrees from each other. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, you know, I was challenged by somebody today on free speech. And it came about because we were talking about Alex Jones. And I'm one of those guys that truly believes, I guess, in the purity of free speech, if you would. Now, where's the boundaries for me? Has anybody asked you that question? And have you actually gone back, any of you, come on, be honest with me here, and thought about what that means to you? Is there a limit? Is there a guideline? Is there a point where you go, nope. No, like the Supreme Court said, you can't yell fire in a theater just to get a better seat. Right? Do you see where I'm going with that? So it's the same thing here. Where is the line? Is the line, you know, I don't know. I'm a Christian, so I'll say it about Christians. I mean, is the line that all Christians, you know what? If you see a Christian, you should pound on him to denounce this as religion because that God thing is tomfoolery and it's dangerous. Is that okay? The Supreme Court says it's okay. But there are plenty of people who'd like to ban that kind of conversation. And if you're a true capitalist, or most true capitalists would say, there is no line for free speech. But the line is putting you out of business when you don't say the right thing. So Alex Jones has been banned now. I think most major social media platforms, gone. Twitter, he's only done for 30 days, right? He gets a shot to come back on.
I'm not sure how many days. It was short.
Yeah, that was a short period of time. Facebook, done. Instagram, done. And the FCC has gone after Pirate Radio. He's off of there. So my question to you, and a lot of it has to do with his conversation around Sandy Hook and other quote-unquote fake news stories. Now, I will tell you right off the bat, you know, if you want to hang up and go, because, you know, I'm not afraid of this stuff. I do not believe that Sandy Hook was a fake, what they call a false flag. Right? I know, let me tell you what. When you do radio and you're a guy sitting in this chair, if you looked at my email, right, you'd go out of your mind, because when stories like this happen or things like this happen, everybody has witnessed something that says it's not real. And some of those people, what they've witnessed are two different things, like they were on two different planets. So I always come back and say, I can't believe in the simplicity of the government figured it out, worked it through, made it happen just to show, I don't know, just to try to take guns away from people. But many families were hurt by this. Many families who really, honestly, truly lost kids were hurt by this. Okay? So when you see this kind of thing, and you see the parents and what have you, so what the FCC and others have said is that he's such a nasty, hateful guy, and he's sowing, you know, hurting the people that have already been through enough misery, he needs to come off the air. And I'm looking at the guy I'm talking with, I'm going, yeah, but where's the line? In other words, let's say I believe it, I know it's fake, it's false, it's phony. And I don't believe him. Let's say I don't believe 85 or 90% of what he says. I don't tune him in. It's that simple. I don't want you tuning me in if you don't believe what I have to say. It's that simple. So I don't know. Would love to hear from some of you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or if you wish, you can do, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I know some of you don't want to argue the point. You don't want to hear your voice, joe@therealside.com. And tell me what you think. I mean, where's the line for freedom of speech? And don't tell me, please, if you're a big Alex Jones fan and you want to write me all kinds of nasties and you just they should put it back on the air because he's smart and he knows what he's doing. He does nothing but tell the truth. That's not the argument I want. I'm looking for the argument that says no matter how hurtful somebody gets, no matter how nasty someone gets or whatever, they should be allowed to be on the air. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear what your point of view is. Joe@therealside.com. Xavier Gibb joins us. I'm going to ask him the same question. On the other side of the break, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up a coffee, cup, or cool it down. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Dander, stop dancing around the room. We're going live.
How did you know?
We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Although, God, I could have a ball with this. I can't picture you in cargo pants. Please tell me you never wore cargo pants.
I never wear pants, never mind.
Oh,
cargo pants. But I thought you were going to say, he's a very special guy. You can't take home to mother.
Oh, God. Good night, everybody. Have a...
We'll see you next time.
Yeah. No, all right, now I'm, like, totally blown. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have got the one, the only, thank God there's only one, Xander Gibb is with us, reporting from across the pond. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure.
Yes, and all mine, I take it.
Oh, British night.
You know, I was thinking about you the other night. After the show, I kind of unwind. Tammy will tell you, I listen to Hogan's, I watch Hogan's Heroes, and I kind of maybe have a little ice cream or something. I just got to kind of unwind from all the high tension. And there was a French guy on there, you know, the French guy, I don't remember his name, but they asked him to make a pizza. And he's like, make a pizza? It's a piece of, you mean, it's a piece of cardboard with tomato sauce on it. That's what you want me to do? And I'm thinking all the times that you say how much you miss New York pizza, because in England, it is definitely a piece of cardboard with tomato sauce on it, right?
It is. But it's funny you should say that, because in the 80s, they had this product here that was called French bread pizza. And they would literally slice the French bread and make the pizza on the French bread. And that was pretty, you know. But when you've been to New York and you've had New York pizza, you know, it's like when you've had steak, you don't want to keep having hamburger. It just ain't cutting it, you know.
Oh, no. I'm with you. It's really funny. I love these people. We had a friend of ours recently do it, and I hope he's not listening. And we said, where can you get a good pizza in town? And so he told us where to go. And now, you don't tell a Guinea who grew up in Boston that a good pizza is something that's like DiGiorno that they serve at a pizza joint. None of the toppings were really cooked. They were almost like they were put on halfway through the cooking process, right? And I'm going, wow, if this guy thinks this is good pizza, forget it. Don't call him anymore.
I really shouldn't let you in on the secret, but if you move to a new town, the best way to find out where the best pizza is ask a fat guy. And I can say this because I'm a fat guy, because the fat guy will tell you where the best pizza is, the best Chinese. He'll have numbers for you in his back pocket, and he's going to have, like, you know, takeout menus and, you know, you name it. So when you move to a new neighborhood, make sure you hit up the fat guy for that.
Right there. Words of wisdom from Xander Gibb, talk show host. There you go. And I tell you what, I always say ask the cab driver in town. They know what's going on everywhere. So hey, you're part of the pond. They're smoking the funny stuff again. Apparently, Theresa May said that Islam is compatible with the British values and way of life. And you say,
definitely not. But what she actually said was that. The Sharia law was compatible with the British way of life. And when we break down what Sharia law is, that kind of scares me. But then what makes it even scarier, the leader of the opposition, which it's called the Labour Party, which is the equivalent of what we would call the Democrats or those idiots in the United States, went to a celebration of life this week for the Palestinian terrorists who shut up all of those Israeli athletes in 1976.
Are you serious?
No, I totally am. And so we've got this Islamophilia on both sides of the political spectrum in the United Kingdom. The Jewish community is up in arms, as they should be. But this is a scary picture of the way things are in the United Kingdom right now politically.
I don't know how they come up with this. I really don't know how somebody... Does anybody... I get so frustrated. Does anybody walk in the room and go, excuse me, Prime Minister May, really? Can I count your pills? I want to make sure you took your meds this morning. Nobody does that to these people. Nobody ever stops and says, hey, what the heck do you mean by that?
You see, I think the concern is because, like, you know, I get American conservatives say to me, oh, Xander, you've been a Republican for a long time now, and you're a conservative. How come you disagree so much with Theresa May? You know, the difference between British conservatives and American conservatives are night and day. I mean, they're basically liberals. You know, we're not dealing with, you know, a Margaret Thatcher kind of conservatism, because, you know, that was old school conservatism. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the kind of conservatism that we have come to know and love and support in the United States. But these people here are conservatives. You know, they're seen as they're conservatives in name only. And it's kind of scary. And you know, a lot of conservatives that have got, like, true conservatism are actually going over to the Independence Party, which is a real sad state of events, because neither party represents their their needs, their thoughts, their ideologies. And, you know, the United Kingdom is going, the United Kingdom is going to hell in a handbasket.
And again, you're not, I shouldn't say this because I don't know this to be totally true, but my understanding, you know, you really can't defend yourselves there, can you?
No, no. I mean, people, the police have actually gone and had a word with people because they said they disagreed with someone who happens to be Muslim on Facebook. You see, we've bought into this liberal ideology for so long that if you disagree with someone that's black or gay or Muslim, that you're anti or a hater. But sadly, it's kind of, you know, this stripped down BS ideology. And when the police are knocking on your door and telling you, you know, what you should and shouldn't think and how you should respond, it's like, you know, are we living in a socialist country? Am I still living in the United Kingdom? Let me back home, America. I want to come home. I mean, this is a foreign land to me.
No, yeah, it is. Really is. It has to be. It has to be because, you know, if I was you, I'm sitting there saying to myself, my God, I don't stand a chance. These are not my... do they... Is this... See how irritated I am? Is this all totally driven by political correctness? Is it they feel like they're not going to be able to get back in again if they come against the Muslims? I mean, I really don't get this. You're talking about some real serious damage being done. Look at what's happening in London, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other day when an Islamic terrorist tried to drive a car into the Houses of Parliament, which is, you know, where all of the members of parliament meet, like the equivalent to senators, but we weren't allowed to call it Islamic, and they tried to spin it that it was someone that was anti-Brexit. I mean, it's not happening.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb will still be with me on the other side of the break. He can go no place. I guarantee it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump defending his decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect.
The White House is also considering revoking the clearances of other former intelligence leaders, like former FBI Director James Comey and former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden. Someone the president does respect, Paul Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
After a trial spanning nearly 3 weeks, Manafort is awaiting a verdict on 18 tax evasion and bank fraud charges. He's been accused of hiding income earned from his Ukrainian political work from the IRS, and he's accused of fraudulently obtaining millions in bank loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He served briefly as Trump's campaign chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do mean that. You know, you just hanging out with us is really what it works. Speaking about hanging out, let's get him in, because I don't want him to hang out too long. He might get tempted to go buy a pizza and a Snickers bar. Xander Gibb joins you. Although those two don't go together, do they? Xander Gibb joins me.
Oh, no.
Good time. Well, listen. They're selling, what was that place? You get a pizza and a big baked chocolate chip cookie the same size as the pizza, for God's sakes.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's too much.
That I'd like really to die of a sugar rush, please. Thank you. There you go.
Yeah. No, thanks.
always fun. All right. Let's finish a couple of things here. One is the, and talking about, Alex Jones. Right?
Mm.
Well, look, you want to finish that one?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking during the break, Joe, the thing is that why we have to defend Alex Jones is that if we don't defend him, it's us they're coming for next. And we've just kind of, you know, some people have just portioned him off as a loudmouth and that he's kicking off and all of these things. But hey, it's you they're coming for next. And if we don't stand up for Alex Jones, who's going to be left to stand up
for us? That's kind of where I was at, too, is we can shut him off. We don't have to listen to him. I mean, is it the government or whoever telling us, or even these companies that own? I mean, think about it. You know, when you talk about Facebook and the rest of them, they're owned by some pretty liberal people who took advantage of capitalism to get where they are today, right? They've used all the things that America stands for, yet they hate everything America stands for. It's just hypocrisy at its finest. But, you know, as you say, and we're already seeing it, some of us, right? We're seeing you get banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, banned from YouTube.
Every week.
Right. So it's quite exciting to see this happen. We lost a bunch of Twitter followers, or they were taken away because, I don't know, they all died or something. So they say.
80%. Maybe they didn't have voter ID or something. But, you know, it's the same premise with Twitter and Facebook. You know, if you're watching something on the TV and you don't want to watch it, you switch the channel.
Bingo!
If you don't want to see what I have to say on social media, then feel free to block me because there are 100 other people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 905 right now, who wanna see what Xander Gibb has to say. And surely they should allow that on social media because you'll find, you know, with any medium, you'll find your own audience. And anybody that doesn't want to watch you or listen to you won't do so. Agreed. So why not allow that premise?
Yeah. It's one of those fine lines for me. I've got friends that I have a lot of respect for who are conservatives. They go, you know, sometimes he goes too far. And I say, okay, great. Then don't tune him in. He'll lose listening audience. He'll just, you know, well, why should we give him a platform to get his message out? Because there's a dozen ways to get the message out. It's not like you're going to stop him totally, right? I mean, seriously. So I don't know. It's a tough place. I think they should allow people to speak the hate or the love that they have and let people shut you down. Let people shut you down by not going there. Let people shut you down by not giving you money, right?
Absolutely. There's actually a page right now on Twitter, I report it every day, that has a list of conservatives they want to be shot. Now, after happened with Steve Scalise, why are Twitter not removing these things? If it's okay for him to say that, I mean, what I think I might do next week is put together a list of Democrats I want to be shot. And I guarantee you, Joe, I will be banned for 24 hours for doing it.
You might be banned for life at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but what's the difference? I mean, I have to preface that by saying I don't want anybody to be shot. If I don't agree with your politics, go away or whatever, but I don't want anybody to be shot. But the sheer fact that can happen on social media in 2018, that someone can have a list of conservatives they want to be shot, I'm on that list, is of concern to me. You know, they're coming to get me in New York. I mean, that's great. You know, bring it, because I'm not in New York, so it's fine. But you know, the thing with Steve Scalise, you know, all of this violence that's being perpetuated by the left. You know, Maxine Waters saying all of these things about when you see a conservative. You know, we're seeing it happen to senior conservatives. The Sarah Sanders kicked out of the restaurant. The other lady who's got a Swedish name, you know, she was harassed in public. I mean, where does it end? Does someone else have to get killed before they stop this?
It won't stop. It will not, unless it's somebody on the left who gets killed, right, by somebody wearing a MAGA hat, it won't stop. You got Maxine Waters, you know, again, as you said, she's promoting some of this. She's promoting this violence. She's promoting getting in their face. You can't, look at, with the amount of hate rolling around, you can't tell somebody to get into someone else's face and make them feel uncomfortable without it coming to blows at some point in time. It's just, it won't happen. All right. Go ahead. You want to have a
No, I was just going to say it's a sad state of affairs.
All right.
when that happens, it really is. What have we come to in 2018 in the United States, where that, because that's inciting violence, surely.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But can you imagine somebody on the right, when Obama was in control, saying you need to get in their face, you need to bother them at restaurants, you need to bother them at movies, you need to bother them no matter where they're at. I don't even care if they're in the bathroom. You need to bother them. Period. You know, it just gets pretty nasty. Let's. I want to finish up on the Theresa May thing, because here's what bothers me about this. They become so politically correct. And again, if there's, you know, if there's a Muslim out there that wants to call the show, wants to speak about this, tell us that it's wrong. Now, I don't want you to tell me about your opinion, because I beat up on Christians on the show at a regular time, so I don't pick on any religion in particular. I'm an equal opportunity religion picker on her, and so. I have Theresa May says, you know, Sharia law, the Muslim religion, you know, lines up with the UK values. So just, you know, let's just pull a couple of these. And Quran 2, I guess it's chapter 2, verse 191, it says, slay the unbelievers wherever you find them. Now, last I checked and last I heard, England or Europe as a whole, really, but England has increased in the number of unbelievers or people who don't believe in religion anymore. Now, they're talking specifically about Islam, but, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is coming from you who lives there. Now, here's chapter 3, verse 28. Muslims must not take the infidels as friends. So an infidel is one who doesn't believe in the Muslim or in Islam. So, we can't be friends, right?
that's ridiculous. You know, how can they infiltrate us if they don't make friends with us? I mean, that's just not going to work.
Well, it's a bad strategy, that's for sure. Yeah, any religion other than Islam is not acceptable. So, if you're an atheist, which is somewhat of a religion, you're not acceptable. You're not acceptable if you're a Jew or a Christian or a Buddhist. So the only ones they accept is themselves. How does that fall? Isn't there anybody out there with two brain cells that's going, wait a minute, how does this line up? I mean, there's another 20 of them. I'm not going to read them all to you, but how does this line up with what we believe?
Well, it certainly doesn't. And the thing is that, you know, I really have to say, you know, I know a lot of people who are Muslim. They go to work, they pay their taxes, they feed their kids, they get on with their life.
Right.
They might go to the mosque and do whatever they're going to do. But it's when religion is weaponized and politicized that we really have a problem. And I come down just as harshly on Christians to do it. I mean, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, terrible people. Terrible
people. I'm one of their fiercest critics.
Yep.
And we should have the same level of response to whoever is, you know, weaponizing religion, because at the end of the day, it's divisive. I mean, I keep hearing this that you know, Islam is actually banned in the United States, but if it's banned in the United States,
It's not a banned in the United States. It's Sharia law is not compatible with regular law, so they can't apply it. That's a total different animal.
Absolutely,
you know?
But there are a lot of people out there that are saying that it's. I mean, I personally don't think any religion that should be banned as long as it's it doesn't affect children or animals. That's fine with me. As long as it's a consensual thing. But I happen to think that there are aspects of religion that ensures that women are treated like animals, basically. And we should not have that in Western society. We should not have to condone that kind of behavior.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I think all that stuff is just hilarious. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibbs going nowhere. We're going to talk about the Colorado baker in trouble again. We'll be back in a few minutes.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. I was made to wave the flag. I have no problem waving it. I think it's wonderful. I think you should try it. It'll make you feel good. I guarantee it. It'll make you feel better than a peanut butter jelly sandwich in the middle of the night. Seriously. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to try to help us make sense of the craziness going on. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
You know, and doesn't waving the flag, though, really, truly, makes you feel better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It does me, anyway.
Yeah, nowadays it does, but not pizza.
All right,
no,
hey,
I'm
listen.
Joking. I'm 200% patriotic before
yeah,
anybody
well,
writes in.
The flag, you know, a flag cake would even be better. You could wave it, eat it, look at it, enjoy it. My God, that's it. I know what I'm doing after the show. Listen, if you're around the next hour, we're going to talk about California's woes. It can be even worse. Sherry Brown is looking to end the lifetime registration of some sex offenders. Now, always scares me whenever they get their hands involved in something like this. Also, the California legislature is being pushed by Jerry to stop bail. Why should we have bail? You know, most suspects are arrested on nonviolent or misdemeanor crimes or released within 12 hours of being booked. They'll be back. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so, Xander, got to ask you about cake baking. We're back at it again.
Okay.
And don't tell me what you use, because that's not what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're talking about, you remember the Supreme Court decision of 7-2 protecting the Colorado custom baker, Jack Phillips, right? So, and it wasn't necessarily they were protecting him from overt religious discrimination, but really it was that whole, you know, artistic thing, freedom of using his talents where and when he wanted to.
Right.
Right? So, now what happens after, and you know this guy was lying in wait. You had to know this guy was lying in wait. Anyway, so now what happens is, after Jack and them won their case, you would think this would be over and we could move on, right? But no. Here's what happened. Now, according to a verified complaint filed last week by an old colleague at the Alliance Defending Freedom on June 26, 2017, the very day the Supreme Court granted Jack's request to the review of his wedding cake case, a lawyer named Autumn Scardina, sure, figures, had to be one of mine, called Masterpiece Cake Shop and asked Masterpiece Cake Shop to create a custom cake with a blue exterior and a pink interior. A cake design that, according to the lawyer, reflected the fact that the lawyer had transitioned from male to female. Now, if anyone wonders whether his request was made in good faith, because, you know, some people don't know. Maybe some people are oblivious to what took place, right? Let's start off on that. The problem is that this attorney had several times tried to, get this Phillips guy and back him into a corner, right? They called Phillips back in, check this one, you'll like this one. In September 2017, he called Phillips and asked him to design a birthday cake for Satan that would feature an image of Satan smoking marijuana.
How right? Salubrious.
A few days earlier, a person had emailed Jack asking for a cake with a similar theme, except featuring an upside-down cross under the head of Lucifer with the same email. Tell me this guy ain't possessed, right? I mean, seriously.
A little.
All right? I got to get to this last one. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'm going to try anyway. Right? They sent another request. He said, I'm thinking of a three-tiered white cake, cheesecake frosting, and the topper should be a large figure of Satan licking a 9-inch black person's appendage. Oh, they use the real word, though. I would like the appendage to be an actual working model that can be turned on before we unveil the cake. I can provide one for you, should you don't have one. How about, can we just put this person in jail? Get them the help that they actually need. What do you think?
Isn't this frivolous? Isn't this just trying to exercise frivolous lawsuits? I mean, because to me, you know, as a gay man, I mean, I wouldn't be getting married. But if I wasn't, I went to a baker and he said, no, Xander, I love you, but I can't, you know, I can't be a part of this because I don't believe in gay marriage. My instinct is not, let me sue this person.
Where's my attorney's phone number?
To celebrate my lifestyle, I would go on to the next baker and get the next baker to make it. Because you'll always, you know, market forces dictate that someone will always make you what you want or do what you want. But you know, this is another thing that's been politicized, and I think at the end of the day, none of us should be forced to perform a service because that's slavery.
Yeah, I agree with you. When I look at this stuff, I have to stop and say, to what end? See, this isn't loving somebody to your side. This is browbeating. This is bullying. You know, the thing that they say they hate is the thing that they're experts at, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's different when they're doing it. They don't want it to be done to them. You know, it's do as I say, you know, not as I do. And I think, why should anybody be forced to do anything? In fact, you know, if I was a baker and I was a Christian and I didn't want to do these things, I would just say, we can't take your order right now because we're slammed. We've got, you know, 500 cakes to make in 1 week. So maybe go somewhere else. And I know that might seem a little bit honest, but isn't that easier than having all of this venom, you know?
I already told you what I would do. I would have a big poster on the wall behind the counter that says, any cake you force me to make that goes against my core beliefs, all the money from that cake will be donated to the, I don't know, organization that is 180 degrees from what you're asking me to do. All right?
Yeah, and we will also spit in your cake. I mean, would you want a cake made with Roth anyway? Would you want to eat cake that someone had been forced to make?
No.
Because I wouldn't.
Look at, again, you and I have talked about this. I don't believe in it either. But here's the deal. If it's supposed to be the most happiest, joyous day of your life, if you're looking for people, who do you invite to your wedding? People who hate you? No, you invite people who love you, who are going to rejoice with you, who you can have memories with. So why would you go out of your way to bring in a baker who doesn't believe in what you're doing, bring in a photographer who doesn't believe what you're doing, bring in a florist? I mean, say, we had a great day, except the fact that the florist, the photographer, and the wedding cake baker hated us.
Yeah, well, you got to invite people that hate you because, you know, you can't leave your family out of a celebration like this, can you? I mean...
All right, you got me on that one. I don't even know where to go with that. Oh, God bless. I mean, it's proof positive that they want to force you to do this. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want equality. They don't want to just, let's sit down and work this through. They want to nail you on it. They want to show what haters you are, right?
But you hit the nail on the head. They don't want equality. They actually want equity, and they don't know the difference. And, you know, I would be the first one to say, I want everybody to have equal rights. But by the same token, you know, would these people want to be forced to perform a service for someone that they disagreed with?
No. You go ahead and try to nail one of them on something they weren't doing, on something they didn't want to do, and watch what we brought it up earlier. You did, about, you know, going to a Muslim bakery, and we saw who was Lauder McCrowder did that.
Yeah,
he went in. They wouldn't bake a cake for him, and
with
nothing came out of it. Right?
With his goat.
I know, that was great. Me and my honey getting married on Saturday. Hey, can you get a wedding cake ready by then?
Yeah, the guy goes, does your fiance have a sister?
Oh, you're going to get you know what? Anyhow. All right, Xander.
Yeah, send all of your comments to Xander Gibb at IDon'tGiveACrap.com.
There you go. And there is one of those. I'm telling you, seriously. You know, it's really funny. Some of the stories, I love, you know, after you, I go do some of these really crazy stories. Where next hour we're going to do Vanderbilt is revising an event accusing white women of fake allyship or basically they're really white supremacists, white feminine supremacists. You know, it just never stops. This, I don't, you know what, I don't know if anything other way, this fake outrage. They look for more words and more angles and more ways to try to make white people feel bad. And it's going to backfire. It's going to blow up on them, don't you think?
No, where's your white guilt, Joe? You should be proud of your white guilt. You know, actually, it scares me when people say, because I support Donald Trump, that I'm a white supremacist. In fact, it infuriates me because it goes against every grain of everything that I believe. And while people are bandying about these labels, I just think, like this week with, you know, the ideology that Donald Trump is a racist and has used the N-word towards, you know, Omarosa, you know, my friend, what's her face, Anna, whatever your
Navarro.
Last name is. Yeah, Navarro wrote this whole list of why Donald Trump was a racist, and none of the things made him a racist, and she is empowering racists by doing that kind of thing. Because people won't take racism seriously anymore.
No,
if you're saying that disagreeing with a black person makes you racist.
All right. Speaking of disagreeing, I disagree with the clock, but whatever. Tell people where they can find you.
XanderGibb.com.
XanderGibb.com. Always a pleasure, Xander. And don't go far. We've got a lot coming up about California, how crazy California has become. Not become. How worse it's getting. Jerry Brown, we'll talk about his ignorance on the other side. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.